Varmt välkomna till avsnitt nummer 51 utav Champagnepodden. Och som ni kanske hör så är jag lite hes på rösten idag. Det beror framförallt på att dels är jag lite förkyld, men också så har jag och Jessica varit på Stockholm Food & Wine hela fredag och lördag. Där så hade ju Fredrik Schelin anordnat någonting som hette Avenue de Champagne, där en dussin vinimportörer ställde ut med sina champagner, och dessutom så öppnade man en specialflaska vid varje halvtimme. Så att jag tycker att det var ett väldigt väl ordnat event, och jag hoppas att vi kommer få se det även nästa år. I dagens intervju så kommer vi få lyssna på exportchef för Loe Röder, nämligen Thierry Wallert. Podden är inspelad på Vingruppens kontor, Regeringsgatan 108, någonting skulle jag gissa på. Och troligtvis så är det the most drinkable address in Stockholm. So it's time for another episode of the Champagne Podcast. And today I'm here at Vingruppen, probably the most drinkable office in Sweden. And with Thierry Wallert, the export manager of Loe Röder. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Martin, and thank you. Very, very, very glad to finally meet you. I've been following you, as I say,
yes,
on Instagram, and I'm very happy to meet you today, finally in Stockholm, in beautiful Stockholm.
And actually, we met yesterday.
Yes, we met yesterday.
You had a fantastic tasting at the restaurant Tegelbacken.
That's right. So we tasted 8 different vintages of our Brut vintage. The one which is called the Brut Vintage at Loe Röder, which is an historic champagne quality at Röder, because it's made of Pinot Noir from the Montagne de Reims, majority of Pinot Noir from Vézy, Montagne de Reims, and these are the historic vineyards of Loe Röder Champagne House. It's Loe Röder himself who bought these vines nearly 200 years ago, with a vision of doing a Pinot Noir of the Montagne, of the Montagne de Reims. So that's what we tasted yesterday.
Yes, it
with
was fantastic.
8 different vintages.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And all of them were on Magnums.
And all on Magnums, yeah. Which is even better.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's true.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what you're doing at Röder at the moment?
Yes, so I joined Loe Röder 6.5 years ago. So I'm part of the export team, which is a very important department at Loe Röder, because Loe Röder is distributed in 120 countries nowadays around the world. It's not a big team, but we work hard. Personally, I look after probably 35 markets, but as we're a small team, we all know what's happening in every country about Loe Röder every day. So
hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So, and before that, I was already working in Champagne as an export manager as well. So I spent 14 years at the Lanson Group.
Before at the
joining,
Lanson Group.
Yes, exactly. Before joining Loe Röder, so 6.5 years ago, for which I'm very proud. I'm very proud to have started at this beautiful Champagne house.
And are you also born in the Champagne region?
Originally, no. I was born in Lille, which is 200 kilometers north,
yes,
from Reims, on the Belgian border. So, and this is not a wine region, it's more a beer region,
yes,
but
yes,
nice quality beers, influenced by the craft Belgian beer, let's put it this way.
Yeah.
And my family name, by the way, is Belgium. It's a Belgian Flemish name. So as a few Lillois from Lille people, yes, we have this Belgium origins. It's not far from Reims. It's only 200 kilometers. So it's very easy for me to come back to my home city sometimes, which I appreciate also.
Are you living in Champagne?
Living in Reims. So I live in Champagne. I live in Reims. My house is only 10 minutes walk from Louis Roederer headquarters, so that's beautiful. So as an export manager, I travel a lot, I fly a lot, but yes, when I'm in Reims, I can walk to the office, which is great.
Sounds very, very nice. Can you also tell us a little bit about the history of Roederer? I know that you can be talk about the history for hours, but...
For sure. Everything started in 1776. It was with a man called Nicolas Schreier. So he started a business, and he transmitted this business to his nephew, Louis Roederer, in 1833. So the history of Louis Roederer Champagne House is back from 1776, but it was called Louis Roederer, as it is today,
yes,
from 1833.
Okay.
And then from these dates until today, it's still the original family, the Louis Roederer family. So it's very important to mention, to recall that Louis Roederer is one of the last Champagne house, which is as an old house.
Yes,
the old house, and one of the last old Champagne house, which is still independent and family owned.
And which generation of Roederer is it now?
So that's the seventh generation.
Seventh generation.
Exactly. So our president name is Frédéric Rousseau. Before him, the sixth generation, it was his father, Jean-Claude Rousseau. Before Jean-Claude Rousseau, it was Jean-Claude's grandmother, Camille Olry Roederer. So she's Frédéric's grand-grandmother.
Yes.
And she was there for quite a long period, for 40 years, I think, more than 40 years.
Yeah.
So you see, it's the seventh generation. That's the most important to remember about,
yes,
Louis Roederer, and with a long history, but seventh generation, still independent and family-owned.
Probably the second largest champagne house that's still family-owned.
In terms of, we can say that Louis Roederer, it's a mid-size champagne,
yes,
house. Not small, but not very big either. So it's a good size for sure. It's also a group because Louis Roederer owns all the estates.
Yes.
One champagne house that I'm sure you know, Champagne Dutz,
yes,
and which was bought in 1995. But it's also other estates outside Champagne, like we have Adriano Ramos Pinto in Portugal, Château de Pèze, and Pichon Comtesse de Lalande in Bordeaux, Domenot in Provence, and
Roederer Estate.
Roederer Estate, exactly, in California,
yeah,
a beautiful sparkling wine from Anderson Valley.
Yes.
And all the estates in California. So you see, but the most important, always remember that these estates,
yes,
it's the same philosophy as Louis Roederer Champagne. It means it's always with a beautiful and large vineyard, which make these estates very independent from the négociant side.
Yes.
Meaning that the wines are, the large majority of the wines are made from the own grapes.
How many hectares of land is owned by Roederer?
Well, today, Louis Roederer owns 240 hectares.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
And for your grape need, how many percentage is your own?
This 240 hectares will cover 70% of our total needs. So it means that 30% of the grapes that we use come from growers. So you see the ratio,
yes,
is quite
that's
opposite.
Quite,
to the
exceptional.
Yes, it's an exceptional ratio. Yeah.
Is it any other champagne houses in the size of Roederer that has so much own grapes covering?
Few, I think, few. There are few champagne houses.
Maybe Bollinger.
Exactly,
is
I would think of Bollinger, which is kind of same ratio, close to Roederer, that's mm-hmm. right.
So. And would you say it's a strength for Roederer that you can keep high quality in your champagnes?
Correct.
Every year?
Yeah, because it's important to mention, it's not only 240 hectares, but this 240 hectares, it is a majority in Grand Cru. And if it's not Grand Cru, it's Premier Cru. So that's really helped to do top quality champagne because you it's your own grapes, mostly your own grapes,
yes.
And they come from the best location of the Champagne region. So it really helped to do a top quality champagne. And also, these 240 hectares, it's also 410 different plots. So we are parcellaire winemaking. It means that after every harvest,
yes.
When we start the vinification, the fermentations, all plots are kept separated. So
yes.
It means that in our cellars, we have more than 410 different tanks to receive the 400 different juices from the 410 different plots.
That's really impressive.
That's something very impressive, but very important for us at Lourdes, very key.
Yeah.
Also part of the game
yes.
to make a great champagne.
Yes, and talking about great champagne, of course we have to try some champagne in the podcast.
Yes.
And the most important cuvée for you must be Brut Premier.
Yeah, for sure. So Brut Premier is, of course, the flagship of Lourdes Champagne House. This is, the Brut Premier is the only non-vintage of the range, meaning so we blend different vintages together. It's multi-vintages.
Yes.
Together with the Carte Blanche. Carte Blanche is exactly the same as the Brut Premier, but with more sugar.
Yes.
The demi-sec. So this is the Brut Premier, the only multi-vintages of Lourdes Champagne House.
And how many vintages is mixed in this one?
It's always about 6-7 different vintages.
Yes.
And the main vintage, which is the recent vintage, the most recent vintage, the newest vintage in the blend, will always be minimum 70%, most of time 80% of the total blend. So it means that Brut Premier must let this main vintage speak.
Yes.
So Brut Premier is more than a classic non-vintage. I would say it's somewhere between a classic non-vintage and a vintage champagne because of this main vintage expression, which is now what we're having 2015, which just
2015.
Started with 2015.
Yes.
So now it's in the blend we have 2015. And something which is, I think, important to mention, we have an application, a Louis Rodin application, that you can load on your smartphone.
Okay.
And through this application, you can scan the QR code, which is on the back label.
Yes.
And it will tell you what is the main vintage of the cuvée. It will tell you that now it's 2015.
Yes.
And also it will remember you about the different grape varieties. So 40% Pinot Noir, 40% Chardonnay, 20% Pinot Meunier. That's roughly the blend for Brut Premier. It will tell you when it was bottled.
Yes.
It will tell you when it was disgorged. All information when you're a champagne connoisseur, champagne fanatic.
That's
all
kind
of information you like to know.
It's perfect. And it makes your job easier.
Makes your job easier,
or,
of course.
Yeah, you get a lot of questions. And how would you describe the house style and the style of Brut Premier?
Yes. Definitely freshness. The freshness is very important. Really fulfill the palate with a long, nice finish. With this style, it makes you want to have another glass, the freshness, and that's
yes.
important. The elegance also, it's also a key word which defines Lourdes style. Freshness, elegance, and vinosity. It's a wine. We
yes.
make a wine from champagne. And the fact that I told you, it's more than a classic non-vintage, is somewhere between the classic non-vintage and vintage, that's the vinosity.
Yes.
Due to this main vintage, which represents 70-80% of the total blend. And also because the reserve wines
yes.
are aged in old casks. So
yes.
we use old casks for the aging of the reserve wines, which will bring complexity, vinosity to the Brut Premier, to the blend.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. It's for sure one of the 5 best non-vintage champagnes that you can find. It's very, very good. And I've also been trying a couple of Brut Premier aged for 20 years in the cellar.
It can age very well.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because
and when you try it, you think that you're trying a prestige champagne.
You can sometimes think it's a vintage champagne after many years because, as I said to you, the Brut Premier must let the main vintage speak.
Yes.
And the longer you wish to wait before drinking it, the louder the main vintage will speak. So you have exactly, so it's more prestigious, it has more this vintage sensation, I would say. That's typical of Brut Premier. As I say, we make a wine from champagne, so it must be a wine, a great wine, But easy to drink, refreshing, also always refreshing, yes. Elegant, so easy to drink.
Is it fully malolactic, the Brut Premier?
It's partial non-malolactic. That means that, because the Brut Premier is actually the only champagne of the range where we use the few grapes that we buy from the growers.
And that's mainly the Meunier.
And that's mainly the Meunier, okay. Exactly, the 20% Meunier, because we don't have any Meunier in our vineyards.
Okay.
There's also a bit of Pinot Noir and Chardonnay that we bought from growers. And those grapes from growers are with malolactic.
Okay.
But the one coming from our vineyards, and majority of the blend of Brut Premier is made with our own grapes. But those grapes, our own grapes, are most of the time, a large majority, depending on the vintage, but without any malolactic fermentation. So you can say it's a partial non-malolactic, and it will definitely help for the freshness and for the aging.
Yeah, for sure. Which grape would you say is the most important grape for Rodre?
More Pinot Noir Champagne House.
Do you have any specific villages that is really classical villages for Rodre Pinot Noir?
Yes, the one we use for the Brut vintage and that we tasted together yesterday,
yes.
From Verzy, so Montagne de Reims. It's a classic Pinot Noir village, vineyard of Louis Rodre, typic of Louis Rodre, of course, yes, for sure. So that's history.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Historically, we are more a Pinot Noir Champagne house.
Yes.
Even if we have also beautiful vineyards in the Côte des Blancs, and we do also beautiful Blanc de Blanc with vintage.
Yes.
Chardonnay, so Chardonnay driven, of course.
Yes, and that we have on Systembolaget as well.
And that you have.
But the Brut Premier and the Rosé Vintage,
yes,
is on the shelves. You can buy
exactly
in most of the stores.
Exactly. The Brut Premier, the Brut Vintage. So with the Pinot Noir from Verzy, mixed with some Chardonnay, but majority of Pinot Noir from Verzy, and the Rosé Vintage,
yeah.
Also majority of Pinot Noir, but this Pinot Noir comes from Cumière, top premier cru village,
yes.
In the Vallée de la Marne. So now we are more, we want to express the terroir of the Vallée de la Marne. We will say that our Rosé is a river wine because, you know, this is close to the river Marne.
Yes.
The Pinot Noir vineyards, vines that we use for the rosé.
Do you go there to take a swim during the summer?
No, I haven't done it yet, no. Maybe one day I should. But I go there for the view.
Oh, yeah.
The view is absolutely
you remember
stunning.
Last summer was so hot.
That's true, yes.
And we were staying very close to Epernay at the Marne River. And you can rent electric boats going,
yes,
on the river.
That's true.
Drinking champagne.
That's true.
It was really nice. But it was quite a few people taking a bath there. But I wouldn't do it. It's a little bit green.
It's a little bit green. I agree with you. But what you did, taking the boat and drinking champagne, it's perfect. It must be. Because the area is absolutely beautiful. And I really enjoy the view from the Cumière. towards Epernay, huh? You can see it yes. more on the left side, and with the river, it's absolutely beautiful for sure.
Yes, yeah, it's fantastic. Should we try the rosé
yes,
as well?
Yes, sure. So it was, this is always a vintage, huh, the rosé. Now it's 2013 vintage, and we do this rosé with only our grapes. It's, all the grapes come from Louis Rodra vineyards exclusively. It's the reason why it is a vintage, by the way. It is a vintage because all the grapes come from Louis Rodra vineyards.
Yes.
So we are like a big grower. You can say that we are like a big grower.
What grapes are mixed in the rosé?
So it's always about 70% Pinot Noir from Cumières, as I said, and 30% Chardonnay from Chouy, Côte des Blancs.
Oh, so it's only two villages.
It's only two villages, exactly. It's only two villages, Chouy and Cumières. And the
it's really like a grower.
It's really like a grower. And the Chardonnays from Chouy are north-facing. They are fresh Chardonnays so that they will balance with the south-facing Pinot Noir from Cumières. And we use south-facing Pinot Noir in Cumières because to make a good rosé, you need really ripe, mature, early ripe Pinot Noir.
Which method are you using? Are you using the maceration or mixer?
It's a skin contact method, maceration, but it's a cold maceration. We do a cold soaking. So that means that for the rosé, we will always pick up the Pinot Noir grapes in the afternoon, when you have more, especially when it's sunny. Yes. We bring the grapes straight to our cellars. They will spend one night in a cold temperature room.
Yes.
The day after, we do a selection of the grapes again. We really keep the really ripe one, the very mature one. And then we will bring them into a tank where we do a cold soaking. So it's a cold maceration, cold soaking. It's like tea infusion. Mm-hmm. And we will do that for a few days. It can be 5 days, 10 days, depending on the harvest.
Yes.
And then we get this juice. So it's Pinot Noir juice.
Yes.
So you can say that it's a natural color of the Pinot Noir, our rosé. But what is important to mention is that we will blend the Pinot Noir juice with the Chardonnay juice from Chouy before the first fermentation. So you see, actually, we blend two juices together. We don't blend two wines together. No. We blend two juices. And the Pinot Noir juice is obtained through maceration, cold maceration. So it allows us to control the color.
Yes.
With this cold soaking maceration, you can see we have a nice pale color, salmon color. And also this co-ferment will help us to have something fresh, elegant. That's Louis Rodra style with a very aromatic. And you see this 2013 is particularly very aromatic, with nice fruit, fresh red fruit flavors.
When did you start using that method?
We started to use that method for Cristal Rosé.
Okay.
It was Jean-Claude Rousseau, Heidi, Frederick's father, sixth generation. It's him who launched Cristal Rosé in 1975. He's an oenologue, Jean-Claude Rousseau. And he had the idea of using this method for the Cristal Rosé. So we decided also to use this method for our classic rosé vintage.
And the first vintage for the rosé?
I cannot tell you. I'm sorry, but
No.
I don't remember which vintage was that. But it's a good question.
It was 70 for the Cristal, it was?
Yes, so the Cristal was for, exactly, the first time it was 74, 75, the first Cristal rosé.
Yes.
It was same period, roughly same period.
And Cristal rosé is a very small production.
Yes, it's very small production. To give you an idea, we have one bottle of Cristal rosé for 10 bottles of Cristal white. And Cristal white is not as big as you could imagine, the production.
And I don't think that all listeners know that Cristal is a prestige champagne of Rodra. So we have to talk a little bit Cristal.
Yes, absolutely. Cristal is today our prestige cuvée. Very, very strong name around the world. Easily find it in these 120 countries I was mentioning earlier. But we will never produce more than what our Cristal estate is giving us. That means that Cristal is also like the rosé vintage, the brut vintage. It's always a vintage and it's always an estate wine. So it means that we have vineyards dedicated to Cristal. So it's 80 hectares today dedicated to Cristal, 45 plots from 7 different villages, Grand Cru villages, and the terroir we use for Cristal is always on choc, the chocquiest plot terroir of the Louis Rodre vineyards. We really like to express the chalkiness, so it's a chalkiness, chalk sensation. Huh? Yes. Very mineral, very pure. That's Cristal expression.
And can you tell the listeners a little bit about the history?
Yes.
How it was founded,
so
Cristal.
I told you Louis Rodre was created in 1776, which is easy to remember because it is when America was independent, mm-hmm. as an example. Mm-hmm. Cristal was born in 1876, so 100 years after, right 100 years after Louis Rodre Champagne House foundation. At that time, 1876, late 19th century, there were two big export markets for Louis Rodre, USA, which is still our number one export market today, and Russia. So in Russia, Louis Rodre was a very strong champagne. It was a big export destination for the Louis Rodre family. The nobility was drinking Louis Rodre, the Romanov family was drinking Louis Rodre, and the Tsar, the Emperor is even an Emperor of Russia, Alexander II was drinking Louis Rodre. So he asked the family if they could create an exclusive champagne for him. He said, "I'm your number one ambassador, I've deserved an exclusive champagne, exclusively for me, and I want this champagne to be in a clear glass bottle. So that I can see exactly. I can see if there's no poison, no bomb, because at that time he was a bit paranoid. He escaped from a few assassinations already before Cristal was created for him. So he said, "I need it. So I recognize this bottle. It's my bottle. I can recognize it." So today, it's still the original shape. So if you look at the Cristal bottle, you see that we have this flat bottom. That's the original shape. That's the only bottle of champagne in the world which has a flat bottom. Because with a flat bottom, you can see much better inside the clear glass, still clear glass bottle, Cristal, if there's no poison, no bomb, nothing wrong, nothing dangerous for you inside the bottle.
Yes.
So it was made of Cristal glass for Alexander II. So it's the reason why it's called Cristal today.
Yes.
So that's the story of Cristal, which is fabulous.
And it was quite sweet at that time.
Oh, yes. Yes, at that time, champagne was sweet.
Yes.
So included Cristal, it was a very sweet champagne with lots of gram of sugar per liter, for sure. Yes.
Almost like 100 grams of sugar per liter.
Yes, roughly. Yeah.
And it was exclusive to have a lot of sugar.
It was exclusive to have lots of sugar, and it was exclusive to Alexander II.
Yes. I get a lot of questions when I host tastings, and they want my opinion on Cristal, because they think that Cristal is a kind of a marketing thing. The bottle, looks very exclusive, but they think the quality inside is not that good. A marketing thing.
Yeah. Alors, I would say Cristal is a grand champagne. It's a great wine from Champagne. It's like, it's like Chateau Margaux from Bordeaux. It's equivalent from Champagne. Cristal is definitely a grand vin from the Champagne region. As I said to you, we have an exclusive vineyard dedicated to Cristal. So it's an estate wine. So the chalkiest, the most beautiful vineyard of Louis Rodre vineyard, which is already beautiful, only Grand Cru, beautiful terroir of chalk. The vines are minimum 25 years old, it's important to be mentioned. We do also lawyer yield.
It's a green harvest.
It's green harvest, yes. Lawyer yield, it's and Cristal. Now, for the first time now, we have reached this for the first time, it's the right time to announce it. The 80 hectares of Cristal are biodynamic. 240 hectares, which are today organic at Louis Rodre. We finally reached 240 hectares to be fully organic in 2017. It was a very long project, which we started 20, 25 years ago. And in 2017, we finally reached this fully organic vineyards of Rodre. And to be biodynamic, you have to be organic. So the biodynamic is project from 20 years ago was dedicated to Cristal.
Yes.
And so Cristal, vintage 2012, will be the first Cristal white which will be fully biodynamic. Cristal Rosé is already biodynamic, fully biodynamic since 2007. So you see, it's another way of showing you that Cristal, of course, it's a strong name. It's a beauty exclusive bottle, but it's also a fantastic wine. So because with Biodynamie, if we started this project because we knew that we could get a better quality. We did tests before starting this project. We did some tests of organic farming, biodynamic farming. So you get better concentration of the grapes, better aromas. So it's a way of doing a top quality champagne by using this biodynamic organic farming.
I remember I played golf with Clovis Tattanger about 4 years ago. And I told him, they have a project at Rødre that the whole estate is going to be biodynamic by 2017. And he said, it's impossible.
It is not fully biodynamic, but it's fully organic.
Yes.
Be careful about that. Yes. Don't make the confusion. It's very difficult, for sure, to be in Champagne organic and especially biodynamic, but... we finally succeeded to be since 2017 fully organic, but and only biodynamic for the Cristal vineyard.
It's really interesting.
It's lots of work. You know, doing biodynamy, it's our grandparents in Champagne were doing biodynamy. They didn't know what it was exactly biodynamy, but they were working very hard in the vineyards every day, and that's what we're doing at Rødre. So my colleagues who look after the vineyards are very hard worker, everyday hard worker in the vineyards. And we don't use any pesticide, we don't use any herbicide, we use the horse, we do massal selection. It's lots of things. It's a special way of cutting the vines. It's everything for which we've been working on for many years. And why people are always a bit skeptic? Because of course of the weather, we know that it's more difficult to do biodynamic organic because it's more northern, septentrional vineyards. But we can show that it's possible if you're really motivated and if you are ready to work very hard and to challenge yourself.
Mm. Yeah, that's really impressing. And talking about climate, the climate is getting warmer and warmer.
Yeah.
What do Rødre do to fight the climate changes, to keep the freshness in the champagne?
A few years ago, the challenge was to get the ripeness, you know, there was a challenge. And now the today challenge is not to reach the ripeness, it's easier because of the global warming. Yes. The new challenge is to keep the freshness. So your question is absolutely right. But I would say at Louis Rødre, but the fact that we work on our vineyards to get a nice acidity, it helps for the freshness. It's our own vineyard. Also, you know, we can also decide of when to harvest.
Yes.
When the official appellation gives the green light for the harvest, okay, fine, the growers, they bring the grapes to the négociant, but they will start straight. But at Rødre, if we want to get a better freshness, or if we want to start a bit earlier, you still can start a bit earlier. You get the green light from the CIVC. And so that's adapting. We can adapt to the nature with the date of harvest. That's very important. Another explanation would be the non-malolactic fermentation. As we said at the beginning of this discussion, we are rather a non-malolactic champagne house. So by not doing the malolactic fermentation, you keep acidity, and acidity is also the freshness, for sure. You have a better freshness, for sure.
So probably we'll see more and more blocked malolactic fermentation from Rødre.
Yes, probably more and more, but anyway, we adapt. Like Cristal 2008, which is the current vintage of Cristal. Normally, we don't do malolactic fermentation for Cristal, but this 08, when it was a cool year for global warming, it was a cool year.
Yes.
We did a little bit of malolactic fermentation. You see, so we are free to adapt very much because it's our own grapes. And we can adapt to how the nature is behaving, is changing, is moving, to keep the freshness, to get a good balance, to have this always, this freshness, this elegance, this vinosity, which characterizes the Louis Rødre style.
Yeah. And everything goes back really to the quality of the vineyards and how working with vineyards.
and the expression of the terroir.
Yes.
So Christelle will express, for instance, the chalky, beautiful terroir of Louis Roederer. That's as an example. So it's very vertical in the mouth. Huh?
Yes.
Christelle will be very vertical, and with the majority of Pinot Noir, because with Christelle you express the finesse, the yes. elegance of the Pinot Noir through Christelle, and with this vertical, this chalkiness. That's the core of Christelle. That's what makes Christelle so special. When you talk about vertical and chalkiness.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's more on Chardonnay, which are on choke, but with Christelle, it's the same kind of aspect of taste, of flavors, but with the majority of Pinot Noir. That's what make, again, to answer your question about Christelle, what make Christelle as a beautiful wine with lots of purity, elegance, complexity. It's very mineral, it's very elegant. It's more on the minerality than on the fruit. Usually it would be more on the elegance than on the power. That's Christelle.
Yes, so it's mainly north-facing vineyards for the Pinot Noir.
It will be north, east facing, that's right, Pinot Noir, and on the coast. So you need, for producing Christelle, you definitely need a rather continental type of weather. You know that in Champagne you can have also oceanic sometimes, a type of weather which is more humid, more rain, and that's not good for the Pinot Noir, and especially the north facing Pinot Noir, the Pinot Noir on choke. You see, another reason to show how Christelle is a great wine, because you only produce Christelle when you are happy with the harvest, yes. with the quality of the harvest, and if it's too oceanic, you don't get, you cannot make a Christelle. So we didn't make 2010, we didn't make any 2011. So now it's 8, and the next would be 12. Yes. And the 9 was launched before the 8.
There yes.
was, and you see, so we always adapt again. It's a question of adaptation to the nature, to the terroir, to make the best wine as possible.
Do you think we could see the 13 before the 12, or it's going to be...
No, next will be 12,
yeah.
And then there will be the 13. 8 was something very special because it was a...
The acidity was high.
The acidity was high through a cool summer.
Yes. It's still very high.
Still very high. Very, very similar to 96.
And what's your favorite cuvée in the range?
As I always say, I don't have any favorite cuvée, no. Honestly. Very honestly. You know, it's like having many children.
Yes.
If you have many children, different children, you love all your children. It's exactly the same for me. I'm so passionate about Louis Roederer, the way we do the wines, the vineyards, the biodynamy, the organic, the terroir expression. So all of them are beautiful to me. It's just that it depends where you are, who you are with, how do you feel, how's the weather. Then maybe you fancy rather this cuvée than another one.
Yes.
It's that's more the answer I would give you.
Of course. And if you drink something else other than Roederer, not talking about red wine, white wine, but if you drink another champagne, do you have a...
I will drink any champagne you will offer me, you will bring me. You know, I have lots of friends in the Champagne region. I have friends who work in other Champagne houses. I have friends who are growers. And so it's always nice to drink something else.
Yes.
It's difficult for me to say if I have a very favorite one, but there are a few champagnes which I like very much. But you know, as long as, for me, what is important for a champagne is definitely the Frenchness and the long finish, the character, the personality. A champagne which makes you want to have another glass. For me, that's something important, which make me love the champagne or not. But I'm always very curious to try different champagnes from different terroirs, if, either if it's from a grower, a small grower, yeah, with a few hectares, or either from a big house where they do a beautiful blend from different origins. Yes.
Last time when we were in Champagne, a grower asked my wife, what champagne do you like? Do you like Chardonnay? Do you like Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier? And she said, I like good champagne.
Exactly.
If it's good, then it's good.
Exactly.
And it doesn't matter, village, grape.
No, I fully agree with this kind of answer. It doesn't matter if it's Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Pinot Meunier. If it's good champagne, then then it's important. And for me, as I said to you, good champagne is a champagne which has this long finish, this which is elegant, fine, will really fulfill the palate with a long finish and a bit of personality. I don't like champagnes which are sometimes a bit too neutral. I'm looking for a personality. To me, champagne is a wine. It is a wine. So it has to be, it has to taste like what you expect from a wine. If you drink a wine from another wine region, you expect some personality, some character, something that you enjoy.
Yeah, for sure. For the tasting yesterday, we had it was the vintage Magnum 12, 9, 7, 6, 0, 2, 99, 96, and 90.
Correct.
And which one was your favorite yesterday?
90 was beautiful, I must say. The 90 was beautiful. It was beautiful harvest, beautiful year. Most of the 1990 from the Champagne region can oxidize very quickly.
Yes.
So I was expecting a lot from our 1990, and yes, it was so amazing in terms of the freshness. The Louis Roder, the classic Louis Roder freshness was absolutely perfect, beautiful. So that's probably why it was my favorite one, the 1990.
I totally agree. I think the 12 was fantastic.
Exactly. So it's exactly what I was going to say. It's funny because I would say the two, the younger, the 12, and the older, the 90,
yes,
maybe was my two favorite ones. Because yeah, 12 is definitely a great Pinot Noir year. And as it is a base, a Pinot Noir base from the Montagne de Reims, north facing with a beautiful climate of continental 12. It's beautiful. So it's an apotheose year, 12. So the wine was absolutely beautiful. And you see also through the 12, you see how much potential it has, which is pleasant, which is very pleasant.
Thank you so much for taking your time.
Thank you very much. Thank you. It's
maybe
a pleasure.
Maybe we'll do another one in Champagne when they come next time.
You are invited whenever you like. Of course, we will be very happy to do another one in Champagne. Why not with our cellar master or with our owner, whoever from Louis Roder. We are family, so it's easy to meet people from Louis Roder. So please come whenever you like, and
thank
we can
you so
do
much
an interview.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And have a nice last day in Sweden.
Thank you very much.
Så där, då var inspelningen klar med Thierry, och jag hoppas att ni har lärt er lite nya saker. Jag själv tycker att det är väldigt, väldigt intressant att hela Rödrer är ekologiskt sedan 2017, som då Clovis nämnde till mig när vi spelade golf, att det är helt omöjligt att Rödrer ska kunna vara ekologiskt, eller ett hus i den storleken ska kunna arbeta ekologiskt. Men det har de lyckats med, och det är någonting som jag verkligen respekterar. Om ni vill dricka någonting från Rödrer på Systembolaget, så finns det deras Brut Premier, som är en av de absolut bästa årgångslösa champagnerna. På flertalet hyllor står även deras rosé 2013 som jag tycker är kanske den mest prisvärda roséchampanjen just nu på bolaget. Och har ni tur så kanske ni kan se fler flaskor utav Kristall 08 på bolaget i framtiden. Jag själv har inte lyckats köpa någon flaska än och hoppas på att det släpps fler i framtiden. Tänkte berätta om vad som händer för oss framöver. Dels så vill jag gärna att ni berättar för era vänner och bekanta om podden, om det är så att ni tycker om den. Rekommenderar dem att lyssna på podden. Är det så att det är någonting som ni gärna vill höra mer utav eller någonting som vi inte har tagit upp tidigare, så hör av er till info@champagnesweden.se och skriv då vad ni vill höra för någonting. Jag och Jessica kommer köra en julkalender under december månad, eller från och med 1 december till den 24. Och där kommer vi då öppna en champagne varje dag som vi recenserar via bild och video på Instagram. Det är någonting som ni absolut inte får missa. Jag tänkte inte bli långrandig idag för att ni hör på min röst att den håller inte speciellt väl. Så att jag avslutar med det som jag alltid gör, och det är att ni ska fortsätta dricka champagne alla dagar som slutar på G.